there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
Our buddy Greg Warren is going to play the Streets of St. Charles Funny Bone this weekend, and he's in studio with us. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good to see you.
I was thinking about you because you wrestled. You wrestled over at Mizzou.
Yeah.
Did they have an athletic director back in those days?
They did.
They don't have one now.
Oh, Randy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dick Tamburo, I think. And then it was Joe, the guy, Castiglione.
That's
over at my buddy that's over at OU now.
He's like the best in the business.
Yeah, he's great.
Actually, maybe the two best athletic directors in America are Joe Castiglione and Desiree Reed Francois.
Yeah. Yeah. God, that was. Yeah.
I'm glad you had one, though. Glad you had one when you. Dick Tamburo, I forgot that name.
Yeah.
Good. Recall. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you.
You excited about playing in St. Charles? Have you ever played that Funny Bone?
Yeah, a couple of times. It's great. It's it's one of my favorite weekends of the year when I'm at home, and it's awesome.
And you've been busy just traveling everywhere on the road.
Yeah.
Now, one of my favorite things to look at on TikTok, as the kids like to say, I'm sure, is videos where maybe sometimes the crowd gets a little too crazy or there's a bad experience and it goes viral. Have you ever had anything like that happen?
I had a ton. Yeah. I think the most interesting one recently was like not even at the show. I did a corporate event. It was for a bunch of farmers up in, I see you laughing, Randy.
I'm laughing already.
I do other gigs, okay?
Motivational speaking? Was that to go to a corporate event? What do you got?
Well, I mostly just make them laugh, Dan.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I think if they ask for like a motivational like component, I'll be like, I can give you about 2 minutes of that.
Right.
So I have it. But this was like a bunch of farmers, and it was, you remember when we were getting that bad weather in January? It was up northern Missouri somewhere, and they called me that day. They're like, "Hey, it's really bad up here. You know, you got a truck?" I was like, "I got a car." And they're like, "I could tell by the way they said, they were like, we shouldn't hire this guy. He didn't have a truck. He's not going to be funny." They're like, "So they're like, meet me at the just park your car at the Hardee's, and we'll send my uncle out to." I hear you laughing. Rock, my career is fine. All right, like I had a gig 3 months ago where I parked my car at the Red Lobster. Like I'm doing good. So I go there and they send this old guy out to pick me up. Okay, and I'm gonna need you, Matt, on this. And the old guy comes out to shake my hand and he comes in shallow and grabs my fingers. And squeezes my fingers hard to I've never been in a handshaking contest before. Yeah. Now I'm up against a cheater. Like, you know, this guy's a dirtbag. Like, this was his thing. I'm sure he went home that night to his wife. So, I beat a young fella at handshaking today.
You didn't cheat him, did you? Well, you know, I mean, there ain't no rules of handshaking. You're touching, you're shaking, rubbing his raisin.
So, this is, you know what I'm saying? Like, this guy, he's out here. Like, if we go hand to hand, Rock, if we're hand to hand, palm to palm, that's, you can squeeze as hard as you can. Like, he's got a good shit. That's as men, you can squeeze as hard as you can, and you're not going to do any damage.
I respect it.
Out here, you could, that's dangerous. If I was a piano player, there would not have been a show that night. Like, it was,
it's like a dirty player in sports.
He was exactly that. It was exactly like. And he came, he took a thing that's beautiful, handshake. It's the last thing we have. I mean, we all sort of hate each other now in this society, and we can still look each other in the eyes and shake hands. This guy, he ruined it. It's ruined. Like, yeah.
Not forever for you or just for that day?
What do you mean, handshaking?
Yeah.
I'm a little trepidatious now. I think it's, you know, I'm still doing it, but this guy is a scumbag. I don't know. What do you do when you hug your grandkids, sir? You choke them afterwards? Like, it's a bad man. And he got me. I'm fantasizing about taking that gig next year. I'm gonna do it. And they're gonna send him out, and they're gonna, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Boom! Like I'm gonna right cross, and he's gonna come to and be like, what was that for? I'm like, no, I'm honorable. I came as an enemy, and I was an enemy. Like this guy. It's not good. So okay, that's my worst experience with a gig lately.
Yeah. But America needs to know, did you make the farmers laugh?
Oh,
I got those farmers to laugh.
Good, man. Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the worst gigs I just remembered. Dan was there. I did that. Tony called me to do that cauliflower ear banquet or whatever. Mm-hmm. I ate it so hard. It was awful because you know how much of a Cardinals fan I am.
Yeah.
I'm looking out in the audience and I can tell you the lifetime batting average of 17 people that are not laughing at me at this moment. Right. It was awful, man.
That was rough, man.
It was so bad.
It was. I mean, I was emceeing and
you did great.
I appreciate that. And I went up there just to rip everybody. And I did. I went up there and Tony told me, he said, no holds barred. He said, just go up there and just rip it. I said, okay. So I went up there and I had a little fun with people, whatever. And the next day I walked into his office. He said, man, you got a lot of pissed off guys in that room. That was the first thing he said to me. So I said, that's it. I'm never doing that again. That was that night.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought you did great.
I was laughing.
Oh, it was. You know the funny thing was?
It's impossible, though, because everybody was talking. They wouldn't let you do your set. I'm hitting the glass, the ding, 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 give you attention. That was not your fault.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, I think I would do better now, but it was terrible because I'm such a Cardinal fan. And I remember that it was like, and Mozeliak was in, he was like right in the front row. And I remember I finally, cause I was going nowhere and I was like, listen, man, you're not having such a great year either. And he laughed. And so I'm miserable. And you know who comes up to me after the show? He goes, hey, man, he goes, good show. I was like, yeah, no, it wasn't, buddy. He goes, no, dude, I thought that was great. I didn't like that they weren't listening. It was Ann Keel.
Yeah.
It was Ann Keel who knows about being publicly humiliated. He's a guy who knows about it.
That was not your fault.
Oh,
I'm here to say it publicly. That was not your fault.
That was brutal.
It was a tough crowd.
And no one
was paying attention.
That's the problem. They weren't. But some of that's on me. But anyways.
No, it wasn't.
At the end, I was like sitting next. I was next to John Marasek. And I was like, man, that was horrible. He's like, yeah, it was pretty bad, man. And he goes, I was just like, it didn't go well. And then this really nice, a little bit older lady comes up and she goes, it was a tough crowd, honey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, could this get any worse? He goes, well, that was Carol Buck. my other hero. That was a horrible one.
So this just struck me. I've never asked this before. What is the preferred level of intoxication for a comedy crowd? You don't want them to be really drunk, right?
You know what? I don't care anymore. Like, honestly.
How do they respond best?
If they've had a few beers.
Okay.
I mean, now, honestly, it's gotten pretty much to where I feel like I'm good enough. Like it's gonna be a good show. Yeah. You know, like I've noticed these things don't happen as much when you get better. But if it's in a weird setting, sometimes there's nothing you can do about it, so you just take it. But that was one of the worst.
So what's your set this weekend? Do you have a theme that you go with, or you just kind of read the crowd and then go off different tangents that you think you're getting play off of?
Well, I put out an hour about a year ago, and I saw it.
It's great.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot. So since then, I've been building a new one, and I'm kind of excited about this weekend because I'm like, I think I'm about on a hot night, I'm about 50 minutes in where it's like I'm close, you know.
Yeah.
So it's
And how long will you go?
About an hour,
yeah,
about hour 10 or something. I kind of do what
I have a friend who told me that she has a friend that only buys Peter Pan.
Well, that's just, this, that's not a friend.
That person,
that's
right?
Not a friend.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Randy, I don't take shots at poor people and I never have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. She's buying Peter Pan.
But you know what? You had it set up that even people that were a little bit financially disadvantaged, the 99-cent deal was like the best deal ever, right?
Yeah, in peanut butter history, I think it goes down as the thing that I put together with Kroger Columbus was probably one of the bigger events.
Yeah,
laugh it up, Dan. It was 99 cents for an 18-ounce jar of peanut butter.
I've known you since you were little and I was little.
I know.
We grew up together.
Really?
You guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah, know that.
We grew up, I would go to Dan's house. Our families were very close. I went to Dan's house. I have so many fond memories. Dan was a wiffle ball player, a lefty, I think.
No, I was righty, but sometimes I'd hit lefty.
I think you hit. Yeah. I remember it for some reason.
Just
I remember
to make it fair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I remember playing wiffle ball in his backyard. I just remember crazy things. I remember.
Yeah, let's keep this on the rails.
Some firework that we had that we almost started a fire under a tree right in that side yard.
It actually, the firework went under a neighbor's skirt.
Yes.
Yeah, that was literally did.
Oh,
yes,
no.
That did happen. Yeah.
Yeah, that
was
great.
What kind of firework was it about?
It was a chaser. Like yeah. you would light it and just
those are fun.
Up and down, and it literally went up a lady's skirt.
What a memory.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Then my mom had to deal with that for the next 2 months. She's a nurse and was applying some type of ointment on her for the next 3 months. It was a great time.
Dan's mom is a saint.
You have no idea.
Nicest person in the world.
Yeah. Dan, was he already pretty much a comedian at a young age?
I don't think so.
No, I was a pretty serious
We
kid.
Were very, as kids, we were kind of business. It was our parents that were out of control.
Yeah.
And we were all just sitting there together like, holy hell, how are we going to get through this day?
Yeah.
No, Greg was awesome. It is awesome.
We were all into sports big time. And Dan's brother Kevin was you know, a great athlete too.
Yeah. So, well, I know you're looking forward to this weekend, and you always get your friends and family when you perform in town, right?
Yeah, man. It's pretty fun.
It's always great.
I got some of my wrestling friends from college all live out in St. Charles County, so those guys all
will they heckle
that'll
you?
That'd be great.
Sometimes they get a little out of hand, but it's fine. It's fun. I've been talking a lot more about wrestling, which I did early in my career, but I wound up being all right. But that transition from high school to college, it's a different deal, man. Like, it's more physical. I remember the first match we wrestled Northern Iowa, and we shake hands and the ref blows a whistle and the guy across from me takes his forearm and he bashes it over the back of my neck as hard as he can. I was like, oh, he's going to get in trouble for this. And he didn't. He didn't. And then we wrestle and I get real tired, like pretty quickly. Like they're all yelling at me. I'm like, guys, I agree. This is bad. But we're not going to fix it tonight. Usually when I get this tired, I do not get untired. My coach yells, he goes, get up. I was like, I don't know if you saw, I tried to do that 7 seconds ago. And he didn't want me to. Like, he threw me back down, coach. That's why I'm down here. Were you not even watching? And then the referee, the one guy in the gymnasium that was charged with my safety, starts making fun of me. The referee, he goes, are you okay down there, son? Ha, 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 ha. But he did not care if I was okay, all right? He was trying to get laughs, and as a comedian, I can tell you, he was good, okay? Like, this guy, he had a great show that night. It was it was more humiliating than the Tony La Russa show. Like, it was all, they're all, and he, coach, never let me forget that. If I had one bad practice, 2 years later, Warren, this reminds me of when you laid down at Northern Iowa. Even if I had a good practice, Warren, you got after today. Good job. Bunner, you're an embarrassment. You remind me of when Warren laid down at Northern Iowa. It was horrible. It was horrible. And then we had practice the next day, and it was particularly hard on me. We're back in Columbia, and it was a brutal practice, you know. And at the end, I'm barely moving. He goes, all right, guys, we're not done. Meet me at the bottom of the stairs. We're going to run stairs. And I had a bad back. I legitimately was hurt. I go to my friend. About a week back.
Greg. Yeah,
I go,
don't encourage it.
Good luck this weekend.
I go to my friend Darren Davis. I'm like, man, my back is killing me. I go, I don't think I can run these stairs. I go, you think if I ask coach if I could just ride the exercise bike instead of run the stairs, he'd be cool with it? And he, yeah, you should ask him. how do you know the answer to that question? All you guys know the answer. I did not know. I asked. Get on the stairs, Warren. You laid down at Northern Iowa. You're an embarrassment. Yeah, that was terrible.
You can Google St. Charles Funny Bone and get tickets to see Greg Warren. The shows are, you've got all weekend, right?
One Friday, two Saturday, and we're doing the all ages kids show on Sunday, 1:00. It's pretty fun. If you guys bring your kids out, it is a G-rated show. I can't believe that I have to say that, but I do this show in St. Louis, and the last time some kids got a little kids. Like, obviously, this is coming from their parents. Like,
it's like you're in Philly, huh?
Yeah, it's in Philly. I mean, one kid's up there doing, like, sexual jokes. I'm like, we gotta cut it. This other kid, I swear he's like 8 years old. He gets up and goes, let me tell you guys about the Chinese. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, beautiful.
So hey. Tell me, man. I know you guys got to go, but I mean, Sonny Gray, are you in?
Oh, here we go.
I'm in. No,
we're in.
You're
in.
Doing this we're on purpose. Before you came in here, we're talking about
I'm
it.
A fan. you know, I got to connect. I don't know him, but. My buddy Nate Bargatze, the comedian, is. I was on Nate's podcast a couple days ago, and Sonny Gray's been on that podcast. Those guys are real tight. He's a Nashville guy, and he's saying we're getting a great guy here, man.
You know, I love great guys. I think you cannot have enough great guys, but I like great pitchers. And
you want to take a look at the tape from last night, Randy?
Nice. Last night was a great five innings. I saw a great five innings from Chris Carpenter in 2007. And then he got Tommy John.
Oh, see Randy. What
you here's the thing.
Oh,
why did you do this?
Man, why would
I wanted, after the Cardinals signed Sonny Gray, I said, he's fine as a number two, but he is not the quintessential number one. Maybe he turns into that guy, but when you have him going head-to-head against, and last night he outpitched Zach Wheeler. That's what you want in the playoffs.
Zach Wheeler, who shut us down in the playoffs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and Gray has really never done it consistently in September in the playoffs, and that's what I want to see.
So. Thanks, Greg.
You love Greg's
speech. I was so excited about the season coming in here. And Randy just ruined it. He's like that old man ruined that handshake.
No doubt about it. Everything comes full circle here on this show.
Right. He had one of the best ERAs in all of Major League Baseball last season. Second in AL Cy Young voting. I think.
Yeah, that sounds like a number one, doesn't it?
Sounds pretty good to me.
So we should have gotten Robbie Ray, too?
Oh, goodness gracious.
He won the Cy Young Award.
What about those, all the, not this year, but the year before, all the guys that everybody wanted to sign, none of them did anything.
They wound up getting hurt, yeah. I
Montas
do appreciate the Cardinals. Yeah, they've got all of these guys that are going to give them innings. There's no doubt about that. And that's why I liked what they did, but I don't think they finished the job.
Yeah, they're going to finish in August. We're going to get them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get
them. I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you can get Dylan Cease from the Whites. Oh, no, maybe not.
Oh, Randy.
Sorry, Greg.
Greg, tell Mo we said hi. He sent you here, didn't he?
Yeah.
He sent you.
Always good to see you, man.
Great seeing you guys.
Greg Warren, great this weekend, St. Charles Funny Bone, and you can Google St. Charles Funny Bone and get tickets there.